Blog Talk Radio.
Today was really talking about forgiveness.
because I think that Michael Vick, just like all of us, deserves a chance. You know, and mind you, I'm not even condoning anything that happened. But God's the only one who can really judge us. And I think that if we want God to forgive us, we're supposed to forgive. So what is up, and why can't people forgive? You know, right now what I would like to do is talk about some of the things that people actually talked about on my Facebook page. If you remember my Facebook page, you know you can check me out at G under you can check me out under G, right? You can also check me out under Gregory Wright, a full name, on Facebook. And you can read some things that people actually wrote concerning the whole about forgiveness. You know, because I definitely do believe that, as some people have said, which I will read in a few minutes, that forgiveness is really for, not necessarily even for the other person. Forgiveness is more so for us. Forgiveness is more so for us than it is necessarily for the other person. So when it comes to forgiveness and about forgiving, I think that if we don't forgive, we're not hurting another person. We're hurting ourselves. We're not hurting another person. We're actually hurting ourselves. We're actually hurting them. We're not hurting them. We're hurting ourselves. And so certain things in our lives, if we hold on to it, it creates other types of things, other types of situations, other types of situations that are pretty much hard for people to really get over. Right now, if you're listening, I just want to read. I'm just trying to get my music up and things like that. But if you're listening, I'd like to share with you some of the comments that people put on my Facebook page, because it is so true. My question that I had pose for everyone was this: what does it mean to really forgive? And how do you know you have truly forgiven someone? Topic for show for this week. This is a late night edition of the Heart of Love Radio Show. I'm your host, G Wright, if you're listening. The number here is 646-595-4311. But right now I'm just having just a little bit technical difficulties. So if you'd like to reach me, you can reach me also on Yahoo. And my Yahoo screen name is G Wright Online. G Wright Online. And just check me out. Send me a shout out. You know, while I'm working on getting the line and everything together, I want you just to sit back and just look, and just give me a call, just hit me up and let me know what you are thinking about concerning forgiveness. And while you're doing that, I will be working on getting lines and getting everything together. But while that's happening, I'd like to share with you some of the things that the people wrote. Monica Scott, she wrote this: I think to truly forgive, you have to be honest within yourself and forgive from the heart. A way to test that you would be if you can't even remember what you had to forgive them for in the first place. I know that sometimes that can be kind of hard. I know sometimes actually to say, I'm not going to really even think about it. You know, sometimes that it sounds easier than it really is. But truly, if we honestly, if we were to honestly do that, we would honestly feel much better. I'm going to read some other things as well. This is from Tim Robinson, a friend of mine. He wrote this on my Facebook page concerning forgiveness. Well, I was told forgiveness is for us, not the other person. When we don't forgive, we experience a lot of physical and psychological symptoms. When we forgive, it releases these symptoms. One way to forgive successfully is to realize that people will do things intentionally and unintentionally on a daily basis that may not resonate with our heart and soul, and we have the capacity to do the same. So we should forgive for ourselves so that others may forgive themselves when we have offended them as well. If this being said, if I have offended anyone, I'm sorry. Wow. You know, I have to say that even in reading Tim's message, that I have to say that that message was to me quite amazing. His viewpoint of it was quite amazing. Because indeed, we do experience a lot of physical and psychological symptoms if we don't forgive. It's like this. You can have someone who is like, some people hold on to things for a lifetime. You know, some people hold on to hurts, offenses for a lifetime, and they never, ever get over it. Never, ever, ever, ever get over it. And what happens is this. The person who hurts the most is the person who is holding on to that thing. So it's definitely, if you want to be free, if you want to be released from any physical, let's talk about that. Some people become so angry and they don't forgive. They eat, and gain a lot of weight. And then some people do the opposite. They don't eat at all and lose a lot of weight psychologically, just not having conversations in their mind about what they're going to say, how they're going to say it, and all those different things. So it brings along stress. And I think that if we realize that sometimes people do things knowingly and sometimes unknowingly, sometimes we do the same as well. The same thing that we might be upset and unforgiving someone else, we might do to someone else and then expect to be forgiven and wonder why we're not forgiven. You know, I think that was very well said, Tim. You know, if you guys are tuning in, you are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show, and I'm your host, G. Wright. Just coming to you and just letting you know that we're talking about forgiveness, what does it mean, and how do you know that you have truly, truly forgiven someone? Jermaine Osgood said my 2 cents. Folks say they forgive, but it's obvious they don't by their actions. You know that is true, Jermaine. That is true. If we're going to know that we're forgiven, then we've got to let that thing go. That offense, whatever it's done, we've got to let it go. We've got to get to a point where we say, you know what? I know that's happened. It's done. It's a done deal. I don't know what to do at this point, but one thing I know is that I cannot hold on to this anymore. I know I can't hold on to this anymore. But if you see someone and they're still holding on to that thing, you know, a couple of years ago, you took that $20 bill that I had on a dresser. Or you told me you were going to do this and you never did it. And then we wonder why someone won't forgive us. If we forgive, you know, I'm going to say this. We love because he first loved us. If any man says he loved God, yet hates his brother, he is liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command: whoever loves God must also love his brother. That's in the Word of God, and that's in one of my songs. I use that scripture in one of my songs, Love Always. You know, about forgiveness. Forgiveness, guys. We've got to forgive. You know, and the biggest thing is this. Luke, if you have your Bibles, wherever you are right now, you can look into Luke 6:37. Yes, you have to talk about what does the Word say about forgiveness. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. One of the things about forgiveness is this. How do you know? You know, forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Sometimes we wonder, we say, God, this does not seem to be happening the way I thought it should happen. I'm not being forgiven. Situations aren't being changed. I'm still dealing with this thing that I'm dealing with. And God, I need some help right now because I'm expecting a blessing from you, and it's just not happening. And it's not happening sometimes because we have double standards. We want to be forgiven, but we don't know how to forgive. We want to be forgiven, but we don't know how to forgive. We want God to bless us and to change our lives from glory to glory. But we don't want to give someone another chance. We don't want to give people another chance. But it says in the Word of God in Luke 6:37, forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. You know, and it goes on to verse 6:38, say, give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. So the same measure you put it out, the same measure it will come back to you. So if you want to stand before God and say, God, I pray that you forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for my trespasses as I forgive those who trespass against me. You know, you're praying these prayers, forgive those who wronged me. As I have forgiven those who wrong, you know, basically, you get the point that I'm saying. You forgive so you can be forgiven. Because when it comes back to you, when different things happen that have happened in your life come back to you, you've got to be willing and you've got to be able to say, you know what, God, I hear what you're saying right now. And God, I want to be ready. God, I want to be the person you have called me to be. Help me, Father God. And that's the biggest thing I want to tell you. You know, when you get to the point where you say, God, help me. Because the biggest thing that God wants is for you to be willing to forgive. Forgiveness, unforgiveness harms you. Unforgiveness can kill you. Unforgiveness can ruin the thing that God wants to do in your life. Unforgiveness is kind of, in some ways, cancerous. It eats at you. It eats at you. It keeps on going always through your, it just eats at you. You know, the biggest thing I want you guys to understand is this. In life, one thing that I've learned from looking at my life is that forgiveness, you know, I know it sounds so easy sometimes, and maybe we aren't being realistic. Sometimes it also takes saying, God, I really need you to walk me through this process of forgiveness. But God, I really, really need you to walk me through, because right now I'm having a hard time. Right now I'm having a hard time because there's some things I'm expecting, and it's just not happening the way I thought that it would happen. Sometimes that unforgiveness, it will stand in the way of your blessing. You know, God, I'm having a hard time. Help me. Help me right now, because I need to know exactly what to do. And the biggest thing that I can tell you today is this, that when you get to that point in your life, you say, God, you know, I've been there, God. I don't know what to do. I really, really need you to make a way in my life. And God says, when you do that thing, you allow God to bless you. You know, and I'll be honest, you know, I did not even expect to do most of this talking tonight. I am having some technical difficulties on my end, pulling up my music. But I believe right now that there's some people out there right now who are holding on to unforgiveness. Whether someone hurt you, whether someone took your man, whether someone took your woman, whether you did something wrong, you can't even forgive yourself. I believe that people are hurting. I believe it's God's desire for you to understand about forgiveness. So some of you can be freed from the hurt. Some of you can be freed from the pain. Some of you could be brought into a better place if you forgive. And sometimes that whole thing about forgiving is just a matter of you saying, you know what, God, I'm going to believe in who you are. I'm going to believe in what you do and what you say. And God says that some of the times it's this, no matter how hard it is, sometimes it's a matter of just saying, you know what, I'm going to believe. I'm going to believe that no matter what, no matter what I'm going through, no matter what I'm going through, I am going to believe in what the Lord is saying to me. I believe that some of you have ministries that are supposed to reach the nation, but they can't reach the nation because you're going through everything that you're going through. You're focusing, you're dealing with so many different issues. you know, you're listening to Art of Love Radio Show. Feel free to check out my website, gwriteonline.com. Please leave a message. Let me know how you're liking the actual show tonight. If you'd like to send me a text message during the show, feel free to on Yahoo. My IM instant messenger is gwriteonline, GWRIGHT online. Also, if you'd like to email me, my email address is gwriteonline@yahoo.com. Also, let me just go ahead and put out the spiel. My Twitter name is gwritelove, GWRIGHT love. So I'm on twitter.com/gwritelove. After that, I am, you can check me on MySpace, at myspace.com/theheartofloveradioshow or myspace.com/gwritesin. The purpose, again, for the show, if you're listening right now, we're talking about what is forgiveness. What exactly is forgiveness? And how do you know you have truly, truly forgiven someone? How do you know you have truly, truly forgiven someone? And the reason why I say this, guys, for if you're listening, is I hear people's conversations. I hear people how people are hurt. You know, even more so for this, even more so for myself. I'm also talking about myself more than anything else. And, you know, so when someone is ministering, when someone is talking, believe me, they're talking about themselves first. And what I want to let you guys know is this, that forgiveness can be a catalyst to make a difference in someone's life. I think sometimes people don't expect to be forgiven. I think people don't expect to be forgiven. I think people expect sometimes the worst. People expect the worst. When you forgive someone, that might bring them even closer to Christ because they know. They know that whatever they've done to you, some people do know this. Whatever they've done to you, it'll be hard for them to forgive themselves. So better yet, it's different having someone else forgive them who actually has the actual right to not forgive them. You know, please catch what I'm saying. You know, someone wrote on my Facebook page, they wrote this. Connie Daniel, they wrote this. She wrote this towards Tim Robinson. She said, thank you so much. I need to pass that on to a friend in need of forgiving someone. And how you explained that was great. Thank you again. Thanks, Gregory, for this topic. Connie Daniel, you know, God bless you. I'm glad that something on the show actually touched your life and touch you where you would actually be willing to even share that with one of your friends. You know, so I'm appreciative of that. Now, someone I've always looked up to in the faith down in Atlanta, Georgia, his name is Yul Crawford. He wrote this about forgiveness. You know, you are truly forgiven when that person does not owe you anything. Remember, forgiveness does not mean immediate restoration of trust level if that was violated. Trust has to be restored. Trust has to be earned. But God does not tolerate unforgiveness in our hearts. because he truly forgave us through the price that Jesus paid on the cross. Unforgiveness in our hearts gives the enemy ground in our hearts. Moreover, Satan has permission to traffic any dark place in our hearts.
Amen, Brother Elder Yule, prophet. Now I'm going to say that again, because if you're listening right now, we're talking about forgiveness. We're talking about what it really means to forgive. Elder Yule Crawford wrote this on my Facebook page. You know you have truly forgiven when that person does not owe you anything. Remember, forgiveness does not mean immediate restoration of trust level if that was violated. Trust has to be restored. Trust has to be earned. But God does not tolerate unforgiveness in our hearts, because he truly forgave us through the price that Jesus paid on the cross. Unforgiveness in our hearts gives the enemy ground in our hearts. Moreover, Satan has the permission to traffic any dark place in our hearts. A plus. You know, same thing, so it's said a little bit in a different way. Let's break this down. Someone has stolen something from you. They took something that belonged to you, and it really hurt your feelings, and you struggle with forgiveness. According to what Elder Newell said, which is biblical, you know you're truly forgiven when that person does not owe you anything. When that person does not owe you anything. If you're still trying to charge someone something for what they did years ago, that means you are not truly forgiven. Is it something that is just easy? Is it something that just happens? Like, oh, you hurt me, I'm going to forgive you, and then you just go? No, I think that what Elder Yule said, wrote here, is something that we really, 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 the body of Christ needs to hear. It does not mean immediate restoration of trust level if that was violated. In other words, just because I forgive you does not mean it's going to happen with you snap your fingers, all of a sudden, ba-da-ba-da, you have forgiven that person. No, it doesn't necessarily mean that. It does not necessarily mean that. If the trust is violated, guess what? It's going to take some time. Trust has to be restored. If someone hurt you, I want you to understand today that trust has to be restored. If someone did something to you that's not good, you really realize today that trust has to be restored. That thing has to be restored. You know, someone really hurt you or violated your trust, and you really trusted this person, and they didn't keep their part of the deal. They had hurt you. Then guess what? It's going to take sometimes for that trust to even come back. Don't even think that it's going to happen overnight. It takes time. That trust be restored, and then trust has to be earned. You got to earn that trust. And I think that sometimes we like to say, "Oh, I forgive," because it sounds good. It really, really sounds good, especially when someone has violated you and they violated your trust level, and they still want to be friends, but they violated. That trust, then guess what? It's going to take some time sometimes. But trust has to be earned. But when it comes to God and God tolerating trust in our lives, I mean, desiring that forgiveness, we have to be willing to forgive because he forgave us, not just because he forgave us, but that he freely forgave us through Christ Jesus came on the cross. You know, if God can forgive us of our sins, we should be able to forgive our brother down the street. We should be able to forgive our sister down the street. We need to be able to forgive that person who really wronged us. Because if God can forgive us, you know, we should be the first to be willing to say, you know what, I forgive. And the reason why I say that is that I think that sometimes we think that our mess doesn't stink. Guess what? Your mess stinks too. You know, no one is perfect. All have fallen short of the glory of God. All of us have sinned. All of us are in need of a Savior. All of us need to understand that when we make a change, when we make a difference, we can really make a change and make a difference in someone's life. We can really do something totally different. Being able to forgive, as Elder Yule said, it gives the enemy ground in our heart. Someone who does not forgive, they say, you know what, I will not forgive. They built something based on something that is not love. They made a statement, and it drags you into a dark place. When you don't forgive, you know, you allow hate to come in. What was a bright day spiritually becomes a dark, dark place filled with hate, revenge, wanting to get even, all that stuff. I guess the show is just going a different twist than originally planned, but it's all good. If you're listening right now, you're listening to the Heart and Love Radio Show, special late night edition. If you'd like to send me a message, feel free to hit me up on Yahoo. My screen name is G Wright Online. GWRIGHT Online. There's just so many things for you guys to really, really get. And if you really, really, really honestly want to know what it is that God is saying to you, that thing that really, really happens, it happens when you get to a point of saying, God, I need you right now. I need you right now. Things on my heart strong this week. I don't understand why. But one thing that I can say right now, if you're listening right now to my voice, is this, that forgiveness allows you the opportunity to allow God to work in your life. Because when you don't forgive, you allow so much anger and animosity and all that stuff to grow. And I'm not sure about you, but for myself personally, I want to grow. And I want to be the man that God has called me to be in Christ. You know, the lines are open. The number here is 646-595-4311. We're talking about forgiveness. We have 20 minutes left. Everything's up. I will play some music in a little bit. But if you're going through something right now, I need you to understand that you've got to be able to forgive. You've got to be able to forgive. Let me get A-Right. I'm back. Bye. Show, and I'm your host, G. Wright. You can come back home. That was by my cousin Eureka A. Wright. Check her out on iTunes. and on MySpace and Facebook as well. You know, I just wanted to say God bless you guys. I appreciate you for tuning in tonight with this very special segment of the Heart Love Radio Show. You know, I just want to pray with you guys right now. And I pray that God will touch your heart right now. Lord, I pray that you will touch the hearts of people right now who are hurting right now. Those people who need to forgive and let go so that they can walk in the things that you've called them to walk in. Father God, I pray, God, that they will forgive themselves for some things that they never thought that they probably would be doing, would have done or have been doing. And Father God, I pray, God, that they will run to you in this season. That they will say, Jesus, please come to my heart. Please help me to forgive. It's hard. It feels like it's hard. Help me. And sometimes it takes, in these things, I pray for the Lord. Amen. And, some, and I pray that prayer because sometimes in going through some things, we don't realize how much we allow the enemy the opportunity to come into our lives. We don't even realize how much ground we've given him. If you're looking on my MySpace page, my Facebook page, Dwayne Hicks wrote this about forgiveness. Forgiveness is giving up my right to strike back. That's a paraphrase from Billy Graham. Reconciliation is something totally different. But forgiveness is giving up my right to strike back. That's a paraphrase from Billy Graham. You know, because sometimes, you know, someone does something to us to make us not forgive them. The first thing we're doing is ready to strike back. And possibly, if you're listening, possibly forgiveness is letting and allowing love to take over even when the person doing the harm to you doesn't know that much, doesn't know that much themselves, what they're doing themselves. And sometimes if they already know, you know they know what they're doing. They're inconsistent. One thing you do is pray for them and keep on going. But forgiveness has to be something that it has to happen in order to really, really, to me, be free. Don Fox wrote this, and she was being honest, and I appreciate her being honest. She wrote this. She said, I honestly don't think anyone knows what it means to forgive. And she put, including herself, I can forgive, but I won't forget is a saying that everyone uses. But if you can't forget, how can you honestly say that you've forgiven? That's a good one, too. If you can't forget, how can you honestly say that you've forgiven? You know, it's amazing, and I might be wrong. You can let me know. I think even when you've forgiven someone, you're still aware that they have done what they've done. Guys, I just want you to, I'm just thinking about that part, about if you can't forget, how can you honestly say you've forgiven? I'll get ready to just try to give my personal account about that. I just got stuck on that one from Don Fox. Because, you know, honestly, we do say, what she said is true. I can forgive, but I won't forget. Is that a protecting mechanism to say, I forgive, but I won't forget? Or is that realistic? When someone has wronged us and we're fighting through, we're dealing with forgiveness, aren't we aware that they have done that? Does it mean that we don't know or we won't remember whatever it is that's been done? Cool. I really would like to hear from you guys. The number here is 646-595-4311. 646-595-4311. There are only about 9 more minutes left in the show. For today, we will be back to our normal time, which will be at 6 o'clock this coming Thursday. You know, I think this song, this next song I'm about to play is a song that needs to be played. It's a song from a friend of mine, Liz Yancey, and it's called Free.
Thank you.
you're listening to the Heart of Love radio show. It's all about forgiveness tonight, and it was just so great to hear from you guys, I guess, on Thursday. You know, but thank you for the email that you sent me and your responses to the subjects and different things like that. I really, 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 really do appreciate it. Forgiveness. If you're listening right now, I just pray that something said, spoken, or sung tonight will touch your heart and will move your heart to get to the place where you decide you can truly, 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 truly forgive, and where you can be free. You know, this next song I'm going to play right now is Luis Rivera. He goes by Sonny R. Jesus, It's You.
Jesus, you're the one. Never would have made it this far. I'm so dedicated to you. So many times you have proven to me that you are a God of grace and mercy. I could truly say that there is no one like you. You've been right there by my side. What was wrong, you made it right. Savior, I owe you my life. The one that I worship. and I pledge, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. I know I can come to you, Lord. I know I can come. So I come on with a humble heart, knowing you're here. I know you're here. Everyone. And so want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my, let it be. Take my mind, let it be. Take my life, let it be. Take my heart, Lord, let it be. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you.